Blog Talk Radio.
One day I will not be here.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, folks, and welcome. It's a Thursday edition of The Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, there's a billion things going on, and it's just crazy. So I want to get into so much. In Georgia, they're asking all these Democrats to move to Georgia so that on January 5th, they're registered, they're legal to vote, and they can, for that runoff, because they have to win it. I don't know how they can just move there and instantly. I would think they would only allow people that were legal to vote in the November election to vote in January. I don't know. Georgia Senate Democratic candidate Ralph Warnock was torched for hosting Fidel Castro at his church in 95. You gotta watch that. President and First Lady observe Veterans Day in the rain. They don't have someone holding an umbrella over him. He'll have people, Barack Obama would. But that is very, very interesting. Because Obama would have like 10 people, you know, with umbrellas, military people, not covering them, but covering him. I want to get into this also. This is not for the kiddos. But Jeffrey Toobin is out at the New York Times after allegedly being on a Zoom call masturbating. Yeah. Check something out. Chris Wallace and Fox's certified election winner hypocrisy is being exposed. Because Joe Biden said, well, he's until all the votes are counted and all this stuff, we're not going to declare a winner. We're not going to do that. And what happens? I'm the winner, and they have like all this stuff. The vote, you know, the electors choose the vote. When all the votes are counted, then they, hey, did your state vote like this? Yes. Did your state vote like that? But it's going to be... But you have like Arizona Secretary of State that rejects independent analysis of voting data, saying it would amplify baseless theories and all this stuff is a conspiracy theory, all these fraudulent claims. Don't worry, she called us neo-Nazis. But so what? If I'm a neo-Nazi, great, cool. That's another thing I can, well, I've been a KKK member. I've been called everything under the sun. So, hey, another notch on my belt. Don't worry, because now... They're saying legal votes are considered racist. Well, I guess like using a voting machine is technologically racist because black people can't afford to use vote machines. I got that and so much more. So thank you for tuning into The Conversation. I hope you feel part of. And don't forget John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I want to get into this really quickly. I want to start off with this, because I had Tuesday some liberal douchebag calling in. And it brought me to something that I was thinking about, because I remember in, it was like 7 years ago or so, I went to the Brickyard, took my sister, because I live close to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the World Center Racing, and when we got home, like 7 o'clock at night, my mom's like, how was the race? I'm like, no one was there. And my mom gets it, because my mom was like, was it that bad? I'm like, go back to 95 when the first man won the Brickyard, because the first Brickyard was won by a girl, Jeff Gordon. But the second Brickyard was won by, like, the first man to win the Brickyard, Dale Senior. I mean, still, 7 NASCAR Winston Cup championships, 200 victories, the King, Richard Petty, no one even comes close, so Don't get me started on that one. But it was packed. That Brickyard, there was like nobody there. It was empty. You could have gotten a seat almost in any section anywhere. They had sections that had big, like, advertisement things in there because no one was there. But when I said no one was there, it was, the attendance was down. So it's crazy how bad it was. Just like the NBA Finals. When I say no one watches it, I'm implying that the viewership, well, they had the lowest ratings in the NBA Finals in history. And that was with the two most popular teams. When I say my brother smoked a pack and a half of menthol cigarettes every day, the logical, smart, conservative, or human would say, well, yeah, he smoked his whole legal adult life. Or whenever he could start getting cigarettes without really getting carded, if he did it. I think it was 18 was the legal age to buy tobacco back then. If he could have got around, 17, 18, he started smoking. When I say my brother smoked a pack and a half every single solitary day, smoked it his whole life, I don't mean he was a 1-year-old, because that's what that dude would be. Well, you said he smoked his entire life, so you're telling me an infant was smoking. The common person would know that when you say he smoked his entire life, you're talking about his adult life. When you say no one was at the Brickyard, the stands were empty. There was hardly anybody there, maybe 20,000, 20 or 30,000, and that holds like 170 or so thousand people, I think. It's 150,000 or more, because I think last year it rained and they had the race on Monday, and my buddy, somebody gave him tickets and he went and he said there was like 10,000 people there. I said it was empty. It was like, holy cow. There were sections of seats that if you took everyone that went to that race, you could have put them all in that one section. There was that few people. It was so bad. And when he's coming out saying that there's not one piece of evidence to support the claim that President Trump's Republican people were not allowed to monitor the vote counting. There was a senator in Michigan that his wife was at one of these centers, and they had 3 Democrats to every 1 Republican. And he was talking about how if they touched their mask wrong, they were ejected, and the people were cheering. America should never get to the point where you're having Joe Biden super spreaders when someone wins the election. That shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, but we're so polarized. This nation is so polarized. So polarized. It's not even funny how left and right this, how so we're black and white in this country. You shouldn't be like having super spreaders, you would think that the Cubs won the World Series after 100 and some years. It's scary. But when you say, there is proof that people were not being allowed in. But that's the problem. Well, you said, yeah, when I said no one was at these, no one watches the NFL, it's down by 40%. That's common sense. No one's watching this crap. People are tired of the woke crap. People want to watch stuff to get away from it. Now, I'm sure there's a couple people that still support it, but I'm just not going to watch the protest. You're still supporting the protest, even if you don't watch it. Even if you hit mute and turn your head, you're still supporting the people that are protesting. But, supposedly, Rudy Giuliani in the next couple days is going to drop a bomb that's like, okay, I'm waiting for this. Why wait? Show us now. I've been waiting for a bomb, but that's the problem. When you show, and Glenn Beck was talking about this, I listened to so many people I live for talk radio. It's my go-to. It's my escape. It's my, besides music, my number one thing me and my brother both shared was talk radio. When we all in the car like click, we listen to it. And when you get to this point in this nation where we're so damn polarized. CNN called it Trump lost, get over it. Well, you didn't get over it in 2016, and the electors haven't even finished counting all the votes, period. That's first and foremost, so you can't even call it yet. Arizona can't even be called. Georgia can't be called. But there's all these articles that Trump's lost every legal case. He can't do anything. They're trying to get these because the liberals that don't follow the news, they're going to buy this crap. They're going to buy that. Why is Trump still fighting this? I thought he lost it. And if and I think this can turn around to where Trump gets elected. They're going to be all like, oh, what did Trump did illegal crap, but you know, Rudy Giuliani is supposed to come out with explosive stuff. But the problem you have is when you show people Joe Biden's quid pro quo video where he's talking, he's like, yeah, I was with that Ukrainian oligarch. You know what? I told him, call Obama, do whatever you have to. You got 6 hours to get rid of that prosecutor that's going to put my son in an electric chair and fry his butt for doing illegal crap and throw him in prison pipe for the rest of his life. If you don't get rid of that prosecutor, you ain't getting that extra $1 billion. Well, son of a bitch, the guy's fired when you show that to liberals. So what? Who cares? So well, whatever. So I guarantee you, whatever Rudy Giuliani shows, they don't care. Why do you think they're like, well, Trump's prepared to leave. Trump is getting out of here. Trump's legal team has not won any case. So they're basically, their legal team is saying, there's nothing more we can do for you, Trump. We're just shutting it. It's all bullcrap. They're trying to scare you. And there's people like, well, never in our history the president hasn't been declared yet. There are so many states still outstanding that are still, but whatever, you know, these idiots that don't know. Until the electors have cast their ballot. Now, I wonder if there's ever been a state where they voted for, no, you basically have to just, did your state vote for this? I mean, what would they do if, like, these states said, okay, Arizona, we want Biden, even though Trump was voted for? I mean, a guy that sleeps in his basement doesn't do anything, doesn't even campaign, you know, staring at the wall is more exciting than hearing Biden speak. He can't say a sentence. If you watch that debate with Chris Wallace, you can obviously tell he's trying to turn his head and stuff because he's trying to concentrate on what they're telling him to say in his ear. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and people are so brainwashed, they don't get that. I went over, the government said it is. You know, I mean, Fox News called it for Arizona while people are still standing in line, so it has to be for Biden. You know, I mean, because Fox News is the Supreme Court of America. Don't think so. I don't think so, pal. Yeah, I gotta see this because somebody's replying to my comments. Oh yeah, I get on a roll. I start writing and then oh yeah, I don't waste my time with all these people. Yeah, Trump lost fair and square. I mean, it's fun to just sit there and say, okay, well, it's fun to heckle with these people. CNN doesn't call the elections and they don't, but these people don't, and that's the problem. That's why they post all this crap about, well, Trump's filed 5,000 lawsuits and they've all been overturned. He just filed some. Trump is getting out of the White House, trust us. his team is preparing for it. Yeah, when he's posting that this voting machine had no glitch, it actually flipped the votes, and 2.7 million votes that were cast for Trump went to Biden. That's a fact. There are people who've signed subpoenas and affidavits saying, hey, this is what I witnessed, and some of them are being threatened. Yeah. And it's kind of like this. If you found a bunch of ballots dumped on the side of the road that were all Trump's, who would you give them to? How would you make sure they get counted? It's we the people. Trump's had our back for how long, and now we have his. Okay? We're not going to shut up. We're not going to back down. If you can prove to me 190, well, then you got to prove to me that you legally and independently verified every single solitary vote. Because if you have one person that was a dead man that died and voted, then guess what? You need to look at every single solitary vote. Because if you can have one dead guy vote, how can you, if one ballot is illegal and can't be counted, then you have to make sure that every single solitary one else's. You know, like they say on Pawn Stars all the time. It's not that I don't trust you. I don't trust anybody. But, you know, it's you got to get over this media that's, oh, move along, no, the old barbarity media. Move along, no, nothing to see here. Hillary Clinton just conceded. Yeah, in Hillary Clinton's case, there was no stopping of the ballots. There wasn't Trump ahead in all these states. They stopped counting ballots, and then all of a sudden, you turn on the TV in the morning, and all these states where Trump was way ahead, now he's way behind. Two and two aren't equaling four. Hillary Clinton had her day where they took a couple of the states and recounted the votes because they were so close, and she actually lost by more. Why do you think they don't want us to be investigating this? Why do you think they just want us to shut up and have Trump already thrown out of the White House by now? There are people that, like, Trump just needs to get out now. No, until January 20th, he is still president. Sorry. They want Trump out now. Something, yeah. Trump has fought for my butt for 4 years. I'm standing up for him. We're not going to back down. If it's between us, the side with the guns, or the people with the vagina hats, I think I know who's going to win this Revolutionary War. Well, it was militias that tried to get the governor of Michigan, Whitmer. Yep, and it was the Minutemen militia who took on the British Redcoats to win the Revolutionary War and help win freedom. We didn't back down then, and we're not going to back down there. Like my new flag says, don't tread on me. I got one for my brother, and we took his hat when we went to the Stop the Steal rally, and I'm like, he's got to be a part of this. My brother would be there. My brother would be, like, praying for people, and that's the kind of guy he was. And and I've never seen so much outpouring and praying for this president. I mean, he was doing a Veterans, now to me, every day is Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Every day you should be thinking of the people that didn't make it. I would say that every day. I mean, my good friend, Colonel Wade Schaefer, who's passed, he was amazing. He taught me so much. I think about him all the time, and he had an army, like a brass army statue outside his room, and he'd be like, stand tall, soldier, every time he walked by him. And man, he taught me a lot about character. And like when Colonel Dale, his good friend, he was sicker than a dog. He wouldn't eat, wouldn't do anything. I'm like, he was just all being, he's getting so mad. And I'm like, I wouldn't go near him. I said, I can handle this. And all these CNAs and all these people like, what this guy gonna, he don't know anything. So I went up to him and said, Colonel Dale, permission to speak freely, sir. He goes, permission granted, soldier. What's on your mind, sir? I said, it's you. You should be in sick bay. You need to eat. The whole platoon thinks you need to eat, sir. They do they? Yes, sir. And he started eating. And they go, and I walked back, and they all, they're like five chicks, because this is like, you know, a lot of the, not all healthcare people are women, but, you know, they're all women, ladies, and they go, their tongues dropped. What in the heck? He's a colonel. Treat him with the respect and the dignity he deserves. When you talk to him, you say permission to speak freely. You treat him like the way he feels he deserves, being that high ranking. Okay. And when they started doing that, you know, they earned his respect, because he was thinking he was being treated like a baby. Now here I am, a colonel. You know, so. But I don't know if you want to have kids listen to this, if you got kids sitting around, but Jeffrey Tobin, I'll give you a second to let, if you got little ones around, they don't really need to hear this, but if you got Jeffrey Tobin, he's high up in the New Yorker, he has been fired, he is out. Jeffrey Tobin is out at the New York after allegedly masturbating while on a Zoom call with colleagues. You heard me right. He was on a Zoom call with colleagues, and I guess I don't know what he was thinking, but I guess he didn't think they could see him, and he was playing pocket pool out in the open. And it was all filmed. And yes, he's been let go. Wow. Tobin, yeah, we can see you. Okay. come on. Oh, this is video. They can see me. Oops. That it just made you wonder what he did when he was on a conference call without the video. But hey, folks. That's just where we live in. Isn't it funny, though, how this world has gone like 190 degrees? I mean, you take Fox and Chris Wallace and how, Biden, will you accept the results of the election? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, until all the votes are counted and all this happens, I'm not going to do anything and I'm not going to declare anything, and all the votes are not counted. There's tons of lawsuits. And guess what? They have a super spreader. The Fox News and CNN Spectacular. Just so you know, folks, CNN and Fox News do not elect the president. When there's still, I mean, I honestly think there are a lot of people that say, okay, but with all these computer glitches and stuff, I don't know. I've said this before on the program. Since I've been legally able to vote, I'm like, how do they count all these votes? How do I make sure that my vote actually goes to who I want it to? I've wondered how safe and how accurate the voting count is, and that's way before this. This is like 10 years ago. Like I've said on the program, they actually proved, like there was a court case. And in this court case, this guy was on testified on oath. Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Yes, I do. Okay. You're a IT computer programmer? Yes. So if I'm understanding you correctly, you can take a program that you can stick into the computer in the voting machine that when you vote for, that you can program how you want the outcome to be. And when you program, let's say, a candidate wins by 53% of the vote, it's just enough to where they can't call a recall on it because it's too high. And if you vote for Jason Thompson, it flips the vote to Sarah Jennifer. That's correct. Whatever protocol you put in, if you want a 70-30 landslide, you want a 90-10, 85-15, you program it, and no matter who they vote for, it'll flip the vote after it's been cast. The only way you ever catch it is if you sat there and you matched every screenshot with the actual vote that it said they voted for. So if at the end it says you voted for Jennifer Sally, but the screenshot had Bill Jim, that's the only way, and they have to go through every, but if it's over a certain percentage, they're not going to recount the vote. You would never know. There's some very Democratic places that voted Democrat. There's some super conservative areas that, like where I live, we're very, very conservative. And it went Democrat. I mean, they're proving that these votes, it wasn't a glitch, they were flipped. And it's amazing how at Chris Wallace's debate, well, until all the votes are in, we just can't rush to judgment. We need to make sure all the votes. Yeah, and now he's like, okay, I won. Congratulations, I won. CNN called it. Fox News told I won. And now in Georgia, they're having, oh, come move. We need as many Democrats as possible to move to Georgia so that when we have this runoff, I'm going to look into seeing if you did not legally vote in November for Georgia, how can you vote in the runoff? And I'm wondering if when they count, if they count votes in Georgia, if that runoff would stop if they got more votes, or I don't know. There's a lot of people that are saying that they just need to sit there and next this election and re-vote, but then with all this voter fraud and all this crap with these voting machines, I don't know who to trust anymore. Give me some nacho chips and cheese.
I'm not eating Taco Bell.
Oh, well then don't. No, I'll make stuff. I was just saying since you're going there.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah. I'll make us food.
Okay.
But yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, I'm saying goodbye to my producer. But yeah, I mean, I don't know who. Not that I've ever had faith in this election process. I've always wondered, like, and I've said this on the program. If you're a longtime listener, I've said this for years, like 3 years. I wonder how much Trump really won by in 16. Not did he win, but how much he won by. But there you go. I've always wondered that he won, but I wondered how much he won by. And that's a big thing. Yep. And it's just one of those things that I just don't, there's just too many indiscrepancies. And especially since you have a bunch of these Democrats, especially like, you just need to accept the results, move on. Trump just needs to get out of there right now. It's amazing how quickly they're trying to just shove this down our throats, like, get Trump just needs to leave. No. No. It just sickens me how quick they're trying to move along. No, I'm nothing to see here. And that's where we're at, folks. Like I've said, if I found a crap ton of ballots, I don't know who would I give them to? Who do you go to if you saw fraud? I'd be going to, I'm going to be here, I'm a poll watcher, or I'm taking my AR-15, no way. You ain't, okay, I have an AR-15, and you have, okay, you try to eject me from this polling site, someone's getting shot up. I'm here to monitor the voting, so have fun, think you're going to get rid of me? Have fun with that one. I got an AR-15 and 20,000 rounds. I'm not going anywhere. Sorry, I'm going to make sure if people need to come forward that they're being suppressed in terms of, hey, I'm being threatened. I don't know who to go to. This is just bullcrap. My wife said it, and I don't condone violence. I do not condone violence. Let me repeat myself for them. I do not condone violence, but my wife said this on the on videos, and I think on this program, that the kidnapping of Moon Whitmer, which wasn't even by Trump supporters, was the start. Remember that day, because it was going to be the start of a revolutionary war, of us taking back our country. Because I'm tired of, where's all the super spreaders? They call them super spreaders. They call them super spreaders when Trump had rallies. All those Biden ones, there were no super spreaders. They were not called anything. They can do whatever the heck they want to. I'm tired of seeing all these Democrats and Nancy Pelosi doing whatever the hell they want to. But you need to be locked down for 20 months. I'm not putting down anyone that's died or getting sick from the virus, but when Nancy Pelosi goes to a hair salon and does whatever she wants to, I'm going to start looking into it. I'm going to see, because I'm sure Bill Gates has billions, but remember when they had that, when 9/11 happened, and three of Trump's buddies had millions of dollars invested in those 3D x-rays. You know, you stand up and you go like this, and you pray to God they don't see you have no underwear on. That everyone jokes about, I'm going to go through that thing with a boner, take a Viagra. Yeah, three of Trump's cronies have billions of dollars invested in those machines. I wonder how many Democrats and Republicans, politicians, have millions invested in the mask companies. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, folks. It's crazy what's going on. But I want to move into this. I want to get into this really quickly. I'm looking up something, folks. But hold on, just 1 second, folks. If you look like these people, hold on. Richard Pilger, this dude basically is resigning. We need to look in, they want to look into his election fraud claims with this James Pilfer or whatever. When he's doing this, he's resigning, saying, like, how dare you do this and how dare you do that? There's nothing controversial. I mean, if you want to see this happen, if wouldn't it be a great day for America if there's proven no fraud and Joe Biden won legally, and there's too much evidence to support that? My point is this. If you look that guy up, he was involved in the IRS targeting scandal where they were going after conservative groups. The IRS was not for profits. I'm not conceding, there's nothing to say that, but he's saying that how dare we investigate this stuff. But that person is the same one that investigated the IRS scandal. He was involved in that. He led that. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, we're 1 to 72 million people that don't believe Trump lost fair and square. We should just be thrown out. We shouldn't. That's the problem. Take someone, if there's like the Secretary of State for Arizona. Arizona Secretary of State rejects independent analysis of voting data, says it would amplify baseless theories, conspiracy theories, and all this stuff that's a joke. She called in 2017, if you looked her up, Trump supporters neo-Nazis. And I'm proud of that fact. Yes, sir. I've been called racist and hater, bigot, KKK member, you name it. I could go on and on and on. Trump calls me a patriot. Trump calls me an American citizen. All we're asking for is there's so much shady crap that we want to make sure that Trump won or lost fairly. But the left is like, Trump just needs to get out of the White House right now, immediately. There's pictures of Pence and Biden. You know, this is a peaceful transformation, how it should be. Biden should be in the White House now, and Trump should be getting him ready to take over when the vote's not even, when the counts are still out. You know, we need to be counting and saying that Arizona goes for Biden. We should be saying this. We should be calling Arizona for Biden while people are still voting. We should call California for Trump. I mean, call it for Biden. When you guessed it. You guessed it, folks. Florida wasn't even called. I mean, before the election, you already knew that China was going for Biden. They're pushing this narrative of quick, get out, don't. Trump just needs to just leave the White House right now, forget it. Don't even, how dare, it's unconstitutional. It's not American to investigate. Oh, but what did they do for 4 years? Investigate? There was Spygate, there was Russiagate, there was, they tried to impeach him. Trump, two of the biggest economy in this world, China, and Trump bans travel to and from that country. I can't believe Trump did that. He's a racist. He's a bigot. Well, you know something? 2 months later, well, he didn't do enough. Trump didn't do enough. Well, you were trying to impeach him and call him a racist bigot for not doing anything. No. Got my joke? Did you get the joke in there? There was one. Yeah. You can't call him a racist bigot for banning travel to China, but then claim he didn't do anything. You can't have your cake and eat it too in this instance. But that's Mangiano. Dan Mangiano would say the same thing. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't sit there and say that nothing is happening. Now, but back then, you're bitching because he was doing stuff. If something was happening, go after him. If not, don't. You can't call him a racist bigot for banning travel to China, but then say he didn't do enough. There was nothing about this. There was nothing about what Trump was doing. Oh, it's okay. This virus is nothing to worry about. See, if Hillary Clinton was president, we wouldn't be locked. They wouldn't even, you'd have been like 5 years later going, what was this H1N1 thing? Because I know people that say that. But they'd be like, what was this COVID-19? Wow, all these other countries were locked down and we didn't do a damn thing? I'm going to play something for you. I'm reading all these comments. I got like, yeah, we're in a comment section. It's great. I love it. But I'm gonna play something for you because this is cool. It's all over, and I love this. I love this guy. And this is something that I think you'll get a kick out of, and this is how I feel. So enjoy this. I hope you do. I hope you heard that. Some of the videos have high sound, some don't. But yeah, when they're suing to try to keep our people from not viewing the vote counts, wake up, people. There is fraud all around you. We're finding all kinds of ways to beat these fact checkers. There are people that are doing all kinds. I'm not going to tell you what they're doing, because I don't want someone from the left hearing this, and then I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm finding ways to share stuff to where it's the same thing, but I'm sharing it differently so that, and I'm finding multiple ways to share it so that people are getting it. But the problem you have is a lot of the stuff that's out there, no matter what you prove, no matter what you show people, they don't care. They're not going to believe you. It don't matter. Obama himself could come out, oh yeah, I cheated. Yeah, we rigged the voting machines. That's how I won the election. And people would be, so what? Excuse me. So what? He admitted he rigged the voting system so he could win the election. So? They wouldn't care. Obama could admit fraud in becoming the president. And they'd be like, yep, way to go. Go Biden. Go Obama. That's why I voted for him, because I knew they were corrupt. And that's the problem. That's how it is. But there's that Dominion voting machine. Something's got to come. They got to do this. And of course, there's a couple other lawsuits. I've heard that what they're doing with these lawsuits is they're voting, that they're suing over the way that they changed how you could vote. Well, this is if you're conservative, how you can vote. But if you're this, you know, there are two different standards, and that can't be. Because there was, I'm trying to find the video, and I forget where it was, and it was, and it showed exactly things that, if you sued on this ground, they would have a case 100% because it was illegal and it was proven. But it's just sad that, like, Trump just needs to leave the White House now. Something's wrong. But then you have the Black Lives Matter co-founder demands Biden prioritize its agenda. They're not even done counting, and these idiots are like, I can't believe there are people like, oh, we've already congratulated Biden. Well, Arizona isn't finished counting. Pennsylvania isn't finished. Sorry, folks. These fake Black Lives Matter people that don't really care about Black Lives. Yeah, I would love to ask that founder of Black Lives Matter, how much time has she spent in inner city fixing it up or doing Habitat Homes? My guess would be she's not built one Habitat Home in the inner city for people.
They're wanting to put us Trump supporters on lists. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. I'll give her my name.
Yep.
You can come here. Come here. Yeah, you come to my house. Yeah, AOC, come to my house.
I'm gonna take a picture with some bullets with their names on it. Come on.
AOC, you want to put me on the list? You come to my house and I'll write my name down on a piece of paper. Right, I'll have a mask. Trust me, I'll get that social distancing 22.
Nah, that's mine. You have your.
No, I'm talking that one that we saw that had like the 16-inch barrel, that joke. And we're not advocating. We're just saying that if they're going to try to target us and put us on the list and do stuff to us, see, that's the problem. The Republican Party has been Gandhi for too long. See, these politicians have been milking a cow, but they don't realize it's actually a bull.
I want to show you.
And we're not going to take it anymore. It's
Jennifer. Oh, I would have to have. I can't remember. And you're Republican. I can't see the name.
Okay, but just.
But she wants to promoting the rejection of the election or calling not to follow the will of the voters. And make baseless allegations of fraud. Should never serve office, be allowed in public, anything. But have a job, be allowed out in public, or hold office.
So I should never be able to have it. So why would I need a job if Biden becomes president? Everything's going to be free. I'm not going to have to work.
Yeah.
That's the thing. See, if Biden becomes president, we're not. I'm just going to go to Walmart and buy whatever I want to. No, I'm going to go to Tiffany's and get me some rings. Yeah, I want a 30-carat diamond. Hey, put it on Biden's tab. Everything's free, right? Yeah. Yeah, we're done. We're tired of, like my brother's favorite artist. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Please. No more. We're done. Remember, the Minutemen was a militia that took this country back, basically, because the British tried to claim it. We might have to do it again.
Don't want to.
Don't want to. Sorry, folks. I really didn't want to spend my Saturday trying to fight to get my country back, but I did it. And I loved it. It was peaceful. There were prayers. We had people saying expletives I'm not going to repeat on here. But especially around kids, but God bless you. But if they need to, the whole point of the Second Amendment was to protect us from an ever-controlling government. And that's going on here. Oh, these are boundless accusations. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Show me the proof of Russia collusion. Show me the proof of Russia collusion. I'll wait. Show me the proof. There is none. But there are people that still believe it. It goes back to the narrative of if you have someone on the... If you say something about Trump, they'll believe it no matter what. But if you say something about Biden or anyone on the left, you know, oh, well, where's the proof? Show me it. I need to see it. But, oh, if it was Trump, you wouldn't have to see it. You wouldn't care. You know, the problem is this. If this fraud... was if the shoe was on the other foot and it was Trump being accused of stealing the election, they would be all, oh, we need to have investigations. We just can't claim this. Trump just can't claim victory yet. There's evidence of voter fraud that Trump lied to win the election. Oh, but Biden, there's tons of evidence. Oh, nothing to see here. Move along now. We're not moving along. Yeah, we'll move along to D.C. to take back our country. How about this? I declare Nancy Pelosi's home as a sanctuary city. So all you illegals, go there. Climb the fence. I ask every Mexican to go to Nancy Pelosi's house and climb the wall and get practice. Her wall. You know, because you can't have a wall at the border, but you got a 50-foot one on hers. And there are idiots that don't, yeah, look, we're going to have $5 gas, okay? Yeah, you are. You want me to show you all the videos of Biden and everything he said he's going to do? Well, that's not true. He's not going to do that. Remember what Joy Behar said. You liberals are retarded. You need to sit there and be a blue dog Democrat and kiss every person in America's butt. And then once you get in, then take their guns, then go after. You can be radical after you get in. Be a blue dog Democrat and be very moderate and be very conservative. So you can get your butt in the door, and once you're in the door, then take away their guns, then take away their freedom, then take away everything. And that's what they're wanting to do. Oh, we're not going to take away your... No, we're just going. We're just going to defund the police. Yeah, we're just going to totally defund the police. All you have to do is put totally in front of defund, and there you go. Totally get rid of it. What does defund mean? Well, it doesn't mean, I said, well, because someone told me, you know what defund means, buddy? I said, well, it depends. If you put total in front of it, it means get it gone altogether. If you have a Chevy Corvette race team and you want to totally defund it, okay, I'm not going to sponsor it anymore. I'm taking every dollar I have out of there. If you say you want to defund the police, yeah, that means you want to take some money away. But if I say totally defund, that means bye-bye. Know what the end game is. Top down, bottom up, inside out. But these liberals are so brainwashed when you actually show them proof. Because I hope what Rudy Giuliani is supposedly going to share, I don't think, it's not, there's nothing he could show me that would surprise me. There's nothing he could show me that would surprise me. There's no, I don't think there's anything he could show most of my liberal friends that would get them to say, wait a minute, crap. I say you may get like 0.5% of the liberals to go, what the heck did I, crap, I screwed up. But 99% of the liberals are going to be like, so what, who cares? I don't care. You do it, I don't care.
So what?
No matter what you show them, no matter what you prove to them, I don't care. So what? Dude, they're building concentration camps. I don't care. I'm going to try to... Remember in North Korea, Kim Jong-un killed his brother. I'm wondering, Kamala Harris's administration, will they have like, will each state have like a privileged city and the rest will be like work camps, or how does that work? I mean, they're not going to get my guns. They're not going to, you know, if I hand over my guns, it's because they took them from me and I'm dead. That's not a threat. That's a guarantee. Say whatever you want to, folks. Say whatever you want to, but Arizona had 6 million new gun owners. They can't even compete. Ammo is flying off the shelves. If they have 9mm, people are buying it. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that you're a part of. Just like I'm figuring out all these loopholes on how to share stuff that they try to take down. It's great. The more you know, and I don't want to share it because then someone's going to tell somebody how, look, this is how they're sharing this so you can take down our stuff. And sad that I feel like a communist in my own country when I try to share information. Oh, that's fake. Well, CNN needs to be taken down. They're fake too. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night. And don't forget the rally this Saturday at the Indianapolis State Capitol at noon. Bye.